Welcome to another edition of Alumni Spotlight. I'm joined by former Packers wide receiver Don Beebe. Don, welcome back to Green Bay.
It's good being here, Mike. Thanks.
Now, Don, you signed with the Packers as a free agent in 1996. That was pretty good timing on your part.
Yeah.
What went into your decision to come to Green Bay?
I think all the teams I picked were good picks because going to four Super Bowls with Buffalo. And then after that, I had become a free agent. And I wanted to go to Green Bay. I felt like they were the up-and-coming team. You know, Brett Favre was young, and he was, and they were in the championship, the NFC championship game. They lost to Dallas that year. And so I told my agent, I said, let's contact Green Bay. That's the kind of place I want to go.
You spent a lot of years returning kicks for Buffalo early in your career, but then your first kickoff return for a touchdown came as a Packer at Soldier Field against Chicago. Can you just tell us what that was like?
Buffalo, I did it sporadically here and there throughout my career, 6 years there. And I always loved doing it. And then when I came here and then was the kick returner, and here I am in Chicago, which is my hometown. And I unfortunately used to be a Bear fan. And then to be able to return a kick in Soldier Field was quite an experience for me. And one that I'll never forget, nor will my brother, because my whole family was at the game, and my brother tells a story all the time. Is I caught the ball, and he stands up on the seat, and he's wearing my jersey, so he was getting, heckled the whole game by those lousy Bear fans. And he slips on his seat, and he goes head over heels, and his feet are up here, and his head's down there, and he missed the whole play. So it was kind of a funny story.
So now the very next week, your role on offense increased dramatically when Robert Brooks went down with a knee injury. It's Monday night against San Francisco. You catch 11 passes for 220 yards. Can you tell us about that game?
That was back when the West Coast offense wasn't what it is today. I mean, back then you had that tight end, sometimes two tight ends, what they called tiger personnel. In the next play, it could be four wideouts. So it was changing constantly. Whereas today, now it's always three, four wideouts, always in the game. So I would come in typically in a long situation or a third down or whatever. And then first play of the game, Robert goes down. My mindset always going into every game is, prepare to play the whole game. So it really wasn't that big of an issue or a problem when Robert went down. I mean, I felt horrible for him, but it was just, got to go. You think back on that, it was just one of those deals. And I had one of those kind of games in Buffalo, too, with Kelly. I had four touchdowns in one game against the Steelers. And you just think back on those games, you just get going in a rhythm. And I think a lot of times with a quarterback in a wide out, he gets real comfortable in a rhythm with you, and he starts completing a few balls. If you watch, early in the game, I caught one or two here. It was all mainly late fourth quarter overtime where I caught like seven or eight balls of those 11.
Okay.
So it really got on a roll late, but yeah, it was one of those fun nights, that's for sure.
How did it finally feel to win a Super Bowl after, the four attempts in Buffalo when you came so close?
Yeah, well, again, on that team, the 96 team, there's only two guys that went to Super Bowl. That was me and Jim McMahon, and he won one with the Bears in 85. So I was really the only player that knew what it felt like to walk off a field a loser, and it's not a great feeling. You just feel like your whole season was for naught. But I have done so many things since this now, 20-some years after, your career's over, that you're reflecting on the four losses with Buffalo. I could be honest with you, I'd go back and do that all over again. It was just a tremendous time. I mean, what player wouldn't want to go to Super Bowl? Yeah, we want to win one. Yeah. But to go on four in a row, I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And then to go to another team and go to two more, it was just a storybook career as far as 9 years ago and six Super Bowls. But I will say this, sitting there, and I was the safety guy, so I was 10 yards behind Brett taking that knee. And looking up at that clock, both hands on my knees and looking up at the clock and counting down that 10 seconds and thinking to myself, oh, my God, I'm finally going to win one of these crazy things. And then as soon as it went off and the place just went crazy, I walked up to Brett in the middle of all this mayhem and said, hey, Brett, can I have that ball? And he looked at me and said, Beebs, you deserve it more than anybody, man. And so it was really a moment that, as a player, you can say it's unexplainable, and it is. But I will also say this, it's kind of anticlimactic too. Because the Super Bowl's over, then you say to yourself, okay, what do I do Monday? I mean, it's over. And I've always said this, I think the greatest feeling in football is the championship game, knowing you're going. when you win, that feeling right there is better than the moment of winning a Super Bowl in my mind, because you're going. You know, you win a Super Bowl, like I said, it's over.
What do you think defined the Packers in the era in which you played?
Chemistry. I would say, I'm speaking specifically for the two Super Bowl teams. We just had great guys. You know, it was just a lot of fun. The locker room was fun. And I mean, most guys would say that. But, you know, you know your teams without saying names. There's always guys on a team that think they're, you know, give me the ball. I should get the ball. Why am I not getting the ball? You know, without, like I said, saying names, we didn't have that. I mean, Robert Brooks of the world. I mean, Antonio Freeman's and guys that I played with, and Brett. I mean, Brett was just, let's play. You know, he was just one of those guys who was just, he just loved the game. And I think because collectively we had that, and we had obviously talent, we just had great chemistry. You know, the leadership of Reggie White. I mean, one of the greatest human beings you could ever know, you know. And I think that was the biggest reason we won. And that was the biggest reason we won in Buffalo, too. I mean, those two teams of seeing the correlation of the chemistry that we have, I think is the number one ingredient in winning Super Bowl.